Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. It is such a beautiful Saturday. I tell you, if you're thinking about staying at home, don't do it. Get out.
It's an NRS.
Go for a walk. Do something. It is so beautiful outside.
An NRS.
What is that?
No rain Saturday.
No rain. We almost have a rain-free weekend, even, right?
How about that?
Yeah, which is super exciting.
Yeah. And it's Labor Day weekend.
I know.
You know what's special about Labor Day? You know, sometimes this is people say that we are an infotainment weekend.
Yes.
Well, we're going to educate people. Labor Day, what is it? It honors the American labor movement and the contributions that workers have made to our country. You know what the first state was to recognize Labor Day?
What?
It was Oregon, and they made it a holiday in way back, 1887, and then it became a federal holiday by President Grover Cleveland in 1894.
How about that?
Yeah,
it's one of the, good idea. It's people need a break.
One of the older national holidays. You have any shout-outs to make today?
Yeah. I'm just still stuck that it was Oregon. I wouldn't think so.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's some history about that, but we won't get into it because we got other things to talk about what's special about today after you give your shout-outs.
Well, I want to give my shout-outs to Ceylon and Tanya, and I'm so excited for them because they charged us with the duty of overseeing and helping them select a home where they could get married in their backyard. So what an interesting proposal that it was for us. We've never been charged with that before of like, help us find the place we're getting married. And it was so fun to do. And the house that they selected is on this cul-de-sac lot with this really wide backyard. And it has a pool and a nice entertaining area. And then additionally, it has a lot of green space and big trees that anchor. But it becomes, the trees become the backdrop for their grass to the lake, to the trees. It's just really beautiful. And you wouldn't anticipate that it's in the city, but it's a city kind of neighborhood.
It's wonderful.
It's not rural, but it looks rural and it's beautiful.
I went there yesterday during the home inspection and just sat there and said, ah, this is nice. And it even has a swing out on the yard.
Yes.
I mean, just, this was so nice.
You know what was idyllic about that is that the couple who lives there had their anniversary and the husband built that swing for his wife for their anniversary. And so here, this is exactly where the perfect spot is to do the wedding. So I said to them, take the swing off and let that frame of the swing be the arbor, cover it all with flowers in our Hallmark kind of way.
It's already covered with flowers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you haven't seen the house. I showed it to them. Yes. You've seen the pictures of it.
I've seen the
photos.
Wait
till you see it in real life. I'm the one that was lucky enough to show it to them because you were showing a house to somebody else. Yes, who's your other shout-out to, Angela?
Well, the people I was showing a house to was
Elizabeth
and Tom and their little boy, Benjamin, who I'm crazy about. He is like 4, and he's just the cutest little thing ever. And so they have found their home that they'll probably be in. They're moving for school districts, so you know what happens. You're there for about 15 years.
Yeah.
Because Benjamin's 4, so, you know, it's probably going to be anywhere from 13 to 15 years. This will be their next house.
It has been a busy week, and that's going to lead to one of our stories today, which is the market turning back to normal? And we're going to answer that question because we get that question a lot. We're going to answer that a little bit later in the show. But first, of course, we have to talk about something that has nothing to do with real estate, which is what is special about today. We already talked about Labor Day is coming up for Monday. But you know what is? You know what it is also? It's Eat an Extra Dessert Day. How about that?
I like that, except that I'm on a diet. I can't do that, but I really like the idea of that.
Yeah, now, dessert came into existence probably because sugar was found. And sugar goes way back in India. Guess when?
When?
500 BCE. Long time ago.
Really?
Yeah. How about that? See, you learn some
strange
things.
See, you're super grateful for that, aren't you? Because you love your sugar.
I am.
I don't love sugar.
Oh, okay. It's also Franchise Appreciation Day. And Angela, I bet I know what your favorite franchise is. What is it? You say it, I'm going to say whether I guess it or
not. Well, it's one of the few places you can find a peach milkshake in the middle of the summer.
Uh-huh. Chick-fil-A. That's what I was going to guess. Mine's Dairy Queen because I just love their blizzards.
Yes.
But there are franchises that are other than food. Now, how about our producer?
Lauren, what do you like?
I have to say Target. Super dangerous, but I love it.
Target a franchise? I didn't know that. Now, that's a store.
So.
They're a franchise?
I don't know.
I didn't know that you could buy a Target franchise. Well, you've educated me if that's the case. How about that? Well, I know people love to go to Target.
We do love Target.
Yes.
Indeed. I used to have a really bad Target problem. The way other people have, you know, things they can't resist. Yes. Okay. Every time I would walk in there, I'd spend $300-$400 at Target.
All right. We're moving on. It's International Bacon Day. Ooh, love some bacon. Now, in the United States, bacon is from the belly of the pig, pork bellies. Now, in Canada, they eat Canadian bacon, of course, and that's not from the belly. It's from the loin.
Okay.
That's why it tastes different. Yes. Now, you celebrate by eating it and watching movies like Babe. Remember the movie Babe?
Yeah.
Or, believe it or not, watching movies that have bacon in the title. Which could be even the star, like Kevin Bacon.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, I'm not making that up. That's what I saw in the write-up. Also, it's International Vulture Awareness Day, which celebrates, believe it or not, in 47 different countries, they have International Vulture Awareness Day. Yep. How about that? Because they improve the ecosystem of the world by cleaning up carcasses. Yeah, Angela just turned up her nose like, yuck. But they do. They clean up carcasses. It's also National Hummingbird Day. Do you know that hummingbirds are only in the Western Hemisphere?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, depending on the variety of hummingbirds, they beat their wings between 50 and 200 times per second.
Per second. Yeah,
per second,
I knew that.
And their heart beats 1,200 times per minute.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Like, you know, we beat about 60 to 80 times a minute. All right. It's also National Macadamia Nut Day, native to Australia. And interestingly enough, that nut, the macadamia nut, was named after a person whose name was Macadame. I don't know if it was pronounced that way.
But interesting.
He was a chemist whose name was John Macadame.
That's interesting. I thought they came from Hawaii.
Well, they're also grown in Hawaii, but originally from Australia. It's also National Newspaper Carriers Day, honors Barney Flaherty, believed to be the first newspaper boy in 1823 when he answered an ad in the newspaper to deliver newspapers for one of the newspapers in New York City. Also National Tailgating Day, National Wildlife Day, being awareness to the endangered animals, and World Beard Day.
Interesting.
I don't have one, but at one point in my life, I had a little goatee.
I didn't know you then.
So there are contests around the world where people look at beards and decide who has the longest one, the widest one, the most decorative one. I don't know.
And don't they have something in November where people don't shave? And
No Shave November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't do that. Anyway, stay with us, everyone. We got lots of things to talk about, including a contest. So stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
How many was that?
I don't know, but I feel like I need an extra dose. I'm a little tired today.
Well, you got coffee right here with you.
I'm drinking my coffee, and okay. I'm still feeling a little tired. So you know what I think's happening?
What's happening?
We're transitioning into fall. Do you feel it?
No.
You don't feel it?
No.
You can't tell by looking at my hair? It's not as frizzy as it normally is?
I don't know. Hey, we got a contest going on. Three out of four respondents surveyed by a home warranty company recently said that they would rather repair or replace an appliance rather than accepting a lower offer when selling their home. Which was the single appliance that topped that list? And I will tell you, because the number one, everyone's going to guess at first, it was an air conditioner. They'd rather repair it, especially because it's hot, you know, at least here
it's
in
hot.
Florida.
It's the most expensive appliance,
yes,
quote unquote appliance, so, that there is.
So that one came in first. But which one came in second?
Yes. So while I guessed that one right away, I didn't guess any of the other ones in the right order.
Yes. So which one came in second? I'd rather repair or replace it rather than accept a lower offer.
Yes.
So call us. What's the number, Angela?
222 talk to me. You have to call 222 talk, which is 8255, and of course that's area code 904 for Duval.
All right. What happened this weekend? Sales and listings and all that kind of stuff, Miss Angela.
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 829 offers got accepted. That's down a little bit from last week, which was very high.
Last night it was up 8%. This week it's down to more normal levels for this time of year.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 537 new homes came on the market. That number was down 11%. And 224 of the 537, that's 42%, are already under contract. 61 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 701 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations. That number is up 23%, but we're looking at the end of a month, which is when a lot of people close. So that's why that number is so high. But as I see those other numbers going down, Howard, I can't help but wonder, is it the Delta variant of COVID that's making people once again not want to sell their home, not want to have strangers come in it? What do you think's happening?
I don't know.
So this is the time that could benefit people if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, but you really don't want people to come in. There's now programs that have sprung up out of this need so that you could buy your house first and then you can sell your house. So if you have some equity in your home, you need some equity though, because they're going to, you know, have you pay them back when you sell your house. So you need the equity to put 20% down. Some of them require 30% down. And then there's some programs like Dream America or Home Partners of America that will let you, you know, pay them when you get your house sold.
Yeah, if you have specific questions about those or any of those pique your interest, call us after the show. Call Angela at 465-3845. That's her cell phone number. That's not the number to call in with the contest.
No, the contest number is 222-8255.
Interest rates changed only a hundredth of a point. They're still really, really low. So we're going to skip that for today. And I want to talk about, since it's the end of the month or the beginning of a new month, we always talk about what happened the previous month, the highs and the lows. And something really interesting happened in the month of August. First of all, this isn't interesting. They all sold for cash. The highs and the lows for condos and for single family home. No, not all of them. The high, all the highs that I'm going to tell you about.
The highest high. Okay. The highest high of the house and the highest high of a condo.
Now, normally,
that's not unusual.
No, that's not unusual.
That happens almost every time.
But the interesting part is there were 61 houses that sold for $1 million or more.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. But the interesting part is the top six of the $1 million ones.
Yes.
Were not oceanfront.
You're kidding.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yes, it's usually ocean. Ocean brings the most value.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the highest priced one. It sold for $4,750,000. It was a big house. It was on the river. It was 11,733 square feet. That's a lot of house.
That's a lot of house.
And only five bedrooms. So all of the rooms in this house were, can you say with me, big? Yes. Five bedrooms, seven bathrooms. It was on the market for a long time, 713 days, so over a year. Built in 1942, riverfront on 3 acres. Now, you know I'm going to like this next part. Had a lot of garages, seven-car garage.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. And it had normal things that you'd find in a big house. Like it had a pool, mm-hmm. it had a spa, mm-hmm. and the pool had a slide, which was kind of nice. It had a dock. It had a boathouse. The house had a clay tile roof, had an outdoor kitchen. By the way, they paid $1.7 million in 1998. So they made some adjustments to the house since they bought it in 1998, which was, you know, fairly long time ago. So they made some renovations to it.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yes. The house has six air conditioning systems. You probably need that for a house that's almost 12,000 square feet. It had three water heaters. The pool area had a cabana. Now, the whole estate area was gated and fenced with a brick fence around it. The house had all electric window shades. So every room, you just push a button and special window shades come down. The master suite, 1,200 square feet.
That's incredible.
As big as some houses.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It had a bar. Not in the master suite. Now, this was a sexist house, though. Now, you may look at me, what the heck do you mean? Well, it had a room that was called a gentleman's retreat.
How's that different than a man cave?
Well, I don't know, but it didn't have anything that called a ladies' retreat. But it had a gentleman's retreat, had a game room. I mean, it was pretty fancy. Anyway, $4 million.
Here's what I think of with the Sextus house. We went to one that was on the river in the San Marco area. And it had two master suites that were connected to each other. But the man's suite, and it was obvious by how it was decorated and whatnot, the man's suite was riverfront, and the wife's suite was not. No view. Do you remember that house? It was like at the driveway side. And I was thinking, wow, did she get the short end of that stick? The whole point of living on the river is having the view.
Well, we have seen many where there's a man's closet and bathroom and a woman's closet and bathroom.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about she had her own bedroom.
Yeah, that's not
right. And they were attached.
That's not right.
Now, I guess somebody maybe snored or something, which is why they did that arrangement. But anyway, if you don't get that view, what's the point of living
on
the river?
What is the point? Now, if you didn't want to spend $4,750,000, there was one available for $16,000. It was a totally gutted fixer-upper. The only thing that was there was the shell of the home. There was not even a floor. It was down to the dirt. So it was one of these houses that used to be built up off the ground. So they had a few floor joists that were there, but basically it was just the four walls and a roof that also needed to be redone. It was built in 1926, but it sold pretty quickly, 23 days on market. It was listed for $24,000, but sold for $16,000. And it was sold back in 2014 as a tax lien sale. So they held it for 7 years and doubled their money because sold back in tax lien sale for $8,500 and then resold it for $16,000.
How about that?
Now, who knows whether they spent any money gutting it? I don't know. But also needed new windows because the shell, it had some holes in the shell. The window.
The window holes.
Now, for condos, there were three of them that sold for $1 million. And interestingly enough, the highest one was not oceanfront, even though...
What is going on?
Yeah, even though it was labeled as oceanfront. It was one of these that the community's was oceanfront.
The building.
The building, but it was one of these where condos were attached, and it was like six townhouses.
Six units back.
Away from the ocean. So you had
an ocean view.
It was Spinnaker's Resort in Ponte Vedra Beach. It was $1,395,000, 2,900 square feet, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, built in 1982. The owner last paid $850,000 for it 3 years ago. So they went from $850,000 to almost $1.4 million.
The appreciation in this area has been crazy, hasn't it?
Pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good. Now, the lowest-priced condo was actually a move-in ready. $50,000. It was listed for $57,000, sold in 70 days. It was a one-bedroom, one-bath in a 55-plus community. It was a high-rise building, well, like 10 floors, 673 square feet. Last sold for $48,000 in 2017. So it appreciated $2,000. I mean, yeah, $2,000.
Hmm.
It was downtown area.
Some of those go for even less than that.
Yes, but this was a move-in ready one. So not all low-priced things are bad, especially with condos. We are seeing for like the last year, year and a half, the lower-priced condos typically are all move-in ready.
Yes.
So how about that?
It's
so
great.
A total of 64 properties sold for over $1 million. There's money out there, people. There is. How about that?
When you say there's money out there, Howard, what do you mean? Is there a treasure chest I need to go look for? What are you talking about?
There is not. Hey, when we come back after the break, which is the break is in a minute, we are going to answer that question that we get a lot. Are we returning to a normal market? We're going to answer that. We're also going to tell first-time home buyers who normally compete with investors. We're going to tell you about how to find homes where you do not need to compete with investors.
Yes, that's exciting.
Yes, investors are not allowed.
Love it.
You wonder, how is that possible? We're going to tell you because we got the answers.
We do.
Stay with us and come back with a guess on what is the second most appliance that they'd rather repair than take a price reduction. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Right, Angela?
Right, Howard.
On this beautiful no-rain Saturday. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with you, Ronnie.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. With power due back for nearly all of New Orleans by midweek, Mayor LaToya Cantrell now encouraging residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. In the meantime, President Biden has visited the region, meeting with authorities and victims. And in the northeastern United States, the death toll from flooding now stands at 49, but sadly, authorities fear those numbers will continue to climb. Tens of thousands of residents near South Lake Tahoe waiting this weekend, hoping now for a big chance to return home. Firefighters have made progress against a major blaze. Now, fire officials say lighter winds have also helped keep the fire from spreading to the northeast. This is SRN News.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse.
That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-a-thon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part? These deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of sunshine.
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high near 87. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping to the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a low chance of showers with a high near 89. A sunny Labor Day, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high reaching the low 90s. And as for Tuesday through Friday, mostly sunny, chance of rainfall with thunderstorms and highs reaching the low 90s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful, beautiful, happy, 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 happy Saturday. You know why it's so happy, Howard? It's like we had a cold snap.
A cold snap.
I mean, did you even just hear the weather forecast? Like, it's going to be below 90. This is September. I mean, this is like our fall weather. And oh, my gosh, how great, right?
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind everyone what the contest is. Three out of four respondents surveyed by a home warranty company say that they would rather repair or replace an appliance rather than accept a lower offer when selling their home. Which was the single appliance other than an air conditioner that was number one? And we thought everybody would guess that. And we have a caller. It's Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Great.
I just want to take a shot at your contest.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think it's probably the refrigerator.
The refrigerator was number six.
That's boy.
Yeah.
Hey,
how many appliances they got?
Quite a few, and I will tell you, I got them all out of order. So don't feel bad. I did this for a living and still got them out of order.
Yeah.
Well, when you hear, I'll tell you all of the 11 of them at the end of the show. So you'll recognize all of them and say, yeah, that's an appliance. Yeah, that's an appliance. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you're on the line?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, okay. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you enjoy this beautiful three-day weekend.
By the way, is this Jim McDonald?
I think I will. Pardon?
Is this Jim McDonald?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, well, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening. Hope you have a fantastic day, and stay healthy, Jim.
I'm trying.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, so now we want to answer the question, are we returning to a normal market? We get that question a lot. You know, there are many headlines out there that claim we're reverting to a more normal real estate market, and that would indicate that the housing market is returning to pre-pandemic numbers that we saw, you know, between 2015 and maybe 2019. But that's not happening. The market is still extremely vibrant, as demand is still strong, even while housing supply is slowly, very slowly returning. So here's what we want to do. Let's talk about what is normal. So if you go to the dictionary, normal is, as they define it, conforming to a type, standard, or regular pattern characterized by that which is considered, now think of these words, usual, typical, or routine. So let's think of those three words, usual, typical, or routine, and apply it to five different metrics of real estate. So let's look at mortgage rates. So 30-year mortgage rates. If we go back and look at Freddie Mac, they looked at mortgage rates over the last many dozens of years. So back in the 70s, the average mortgage rates were 8.86%. In the 80s, they averaged around 13%. In the 90s, they averaged 8%. In the 2000s, they averaged a little over 6%. And in the 2010s, they averaged 4%. Today, the average rate is 2.87, very close to historic lows.
So currently, mortgage rates are anything but usual, typical, or routine.
So for mortgage rates, not so usual.
Nope.
Now, how about home price appreciation? Many of you have heard of the company called Black Knight. They're actually here in Jacksonville. They're a housing data and analytics company. The average annual appreciation on residential real estates way back since 1995 to today is 4.14%. That's the average of all of those years. Now, this year, the National Association of Realtors says it is 14.1%, which is greater than any year since Black Knight began collecting data.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do we have to say here, Howard? Currently, home price appreciation is anything but usual, typical, or routine.
Yeah, let's talk about supply of inventory, meaning homes for sale. Now, month supply refers to the number of months it would take for current inventory of homes on the market to sell given the current sales price. Now, historically, 6-month supply is considered a moderate price appreciation and tends to put prices up. Now, as of the latest existing sale homes report from the National Association of Realtors, the current month supply stands at 2.6. That's less than half the supply.
So currently, the supply of homes for sale is anything but usual, typical, or routine.
Yeah. Now, by the way, we got a couple of callers. We'll get to them in just a minute.
We're almost done.
Yes. Now, what about days it takes to sell? The days on market metric gives an indication of how hot a market it is and how quickly they sell. Prior to the pandemic in 2019, the average days on market stood at 35. By the way, it was a lot higher than that prior to 2019. Mm-hmm. Today, that number is cut in half to now 17 days. What do you got to say about that, Angela?
Currently, the days on market metric is anything but usual, typical, or routine.
And finally, how about offers per listing? Prior to the pandemic in 2019, it was 2.19. By the way, before that, it was 1. Today, that number is 4.5. What do you got to say about number of offers per listing?
Well, currently, the number of offers per listing is anything but usual, typical, or routine.
So what's the bottom line, Angela?
Well, when mortgage rates are near historic lows, price appreciation is at historic highs, housing inventory is less than half of the normal amount, the time it takes to sell a home has been cut in half, and there's twice as many offers on each house. Ugh, it's hard to say we're in a normal market.
Yeah, I don't think we're returning there yet.
No, we are not there yet.
Do you have an example of what's going on?
Well, you know, one of the agents in our office put a home on the market this week, didn't do the normal list it right near the weekend time, you know, put it out on a Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was. And they had 10 offers in 3 days. And it wasn't done like normal, where we have the open house and we give the whole weekend and da-da. So, and they still had 10 offers in 3 days. All of them, she shared with us, was over asking price in the range of $20,000 to $40,000 over asking price. Think about that. How many people are making offers that high? This is what you have to do today still to get a home. So even though people think it was a hotter market, maybe in, you know, May and June. Yeah, it was. Maybe there would have been 30 offers, but we're still look at how much people are having to offer.
Yes, it's not a normal
market.
This
is definitely not a normal market. Why don't you grab the callers?
All right. We got Bosco. Good morning, Bosco.
Good morning, y'all.
Hope you enjoyed that little story there. Summer?
Another great program.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that. I know you called because you have a guess.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I'm thinking the hot water heater.
Oh, that was number 3.
I'm getting warm.
You're getting
warm.
Yes, warmer.
I like that one, too. You're getting, that's what
that
I guess.
Wait a minute. Was that a pun? Because you said hot water heater.
It is a pun, Bosco.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so AC was number 1, hot water number 3, and We're getting close.
We're getting close.
You're getting close. Got any real estate questions for us?
No, I'm just curious. I don't know if it was y'all that did a program on potential renters. I guess it'd be more angled towards commercial people that are trying to get, you know, residents into their, you know, their units, you know. And I don't know if it was y'all that had somebody on there. May have been through a management company that would do the screening. I thought maybe
yes, that was us
down the road that y'all would do something like that. You know, like you had at one time the inspectors that would come in and inspect, you know, the units, the houses, et cetera, you know. And I thought that was dazzling too. Not, don't get me wrong. Your programs are always fantastic. I'm just, you know, throwing
stuff. We did have a home inspector on the show like 2 or 3 different times. And we did have the Florida Landlord Network guy that talked about screening. We ought to get him back on the show.
He's so smart.
Yes. Yeah. Really good guy. Thanks for calling. We got to go on. All right. Thanks. We got to go on a break. And as soon as we get back, Tom will be on to perhaps give us an answer. Perhaps it will be the correct one to the contest. Perhaps it will be a question that we can answer for him. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with lots more great information for you here with Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. You can call her, by the way, on her cell phone, 465-3845. I'll give you my number later, too. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday, this happy, 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 happy three-day weekend. I hope everybody takes advantage of being outside and enjoying this cool snap. It's not going to get
it's
over 90.
Cool.
I know. I'm just messing.
All right. I'm going to remind everyone what the contest is. 3 out of 4 respondents surveyed by a home warranty company said that they would rather repair or replace an appliance rather than accept a lower offer when selling their home. We already told everyone what the number one answer was, which what's the single appliance. It was an air conditioner, and we had guesses for a water heater and a refrigerator. And we now have Tom on the line, who perhaps is going to give us another guess. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Oh, good. We
Fantastic.
Recognize your
How are
voice.
You?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Got a three-day weekend here.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's a puzzlement about the appliance. I'm sitting here going through my head going, what appliances? And then I have a question after. I'm going to take a guess. How
okay.
About, the Range oven stove.
Well, those were two different things, but neither of them came in second. Oven came in number 4, and then stovetop. A lot of people have a separate stovetop.
Right.
Yes. Stovetop came in number 10.
Hmm.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
I must not have very many appliances around here. I'm still in the dark ages, I guess.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, one of these I might not even consider an appliance per se. But,
really?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell everyone what one of the guesses was, because I don't know that I'd consider this necessarily an appliance.
What?
Well, the furnace. Now, here we don't call it a furnace. But, you know, in other parts of the country, they have a separate furnace.
Right, right.
Anyway, the furnace was number 7.
Yeah, but that's
7.
The same thing as air conditioner, which was the number 1 yeah. thing. I don't think of that right. as an appliance per se either. I tend exactly. to think of them in my kitchen.
Yes.
Appliances.
Anyway, we'll let somebody else guess.
But Tom said he had a question.
Yes.
And technically, I would always consider AC heating all in one.
Yes, yes. I would too.
Separate items. But, you know, we live in the South. We've got to have them both here.
Yes.
My question, approximately how much would a solar system add to the value of a house? Say if you had a whole house solar system added to your roof panels.
Almost nothing.
Almost, really?
Yeah, it cost a whole lot to buy it.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
But
my neighbor had one.
But it doesn't add much in value. Now, the seller of the home usually tries to add value for it.
Right.
But
an appraiser's not going to.
An appraiser doesn't add anything.
And buyers are happy to have it, but they don't necessarily want to pay additional because it's there.
Right. And
so that's really the gauge.
Here's a problem with it, too. Most of the people that get it get a loan for it.
Yes.
So the loan has to be paid off when the house gets sold.
Yes.
I see. Yeah, my neighbor had one put on top of his house, and I think has spent nearly $40,000 for it.
And the payoff is years and years and years.
Yep. Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the return on it personally. He keeps thinking that he's going to be getting checks back from JEA for having excessive energy that he has created, but I don't see it.
Well, it'd be interesting if you hear that he does. Call back in and let's talk about that again. Because
I will do it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm curious to know that, too. We thought about it at one point, but we have so many gas appliances in our house with natural gas that it didn't make sense. You know, didn't make sense at all to even attempt it.
Exactly.
And I think we got quoted $35,000 to install. So it's like, no.
And unfortunately, it's really unattractive.
They are.
On top of the house.
I know. I can't wait till they come out with something really cute.
Right, exactly.
There's another cost involved that nobody talks about, too, is that when it's time to get a new roof, you have to pay to get them taken off and then pay to get them reinstalled.
Yes.
Yes. And plus, you can have direct solar, but they've got also the batteries run by a very, very famous car company.
Oh, yeah.
The battery storing outside. I won't mention the name of them.
You can.
Well, you can. Okay. Tesla makes a roof. Tesla makes roofing shingles that are solar.
Yep.
They have not come to Florida yet.
Wow.
Yes. But you have to buy the roof, which is very expensive, and you have to buy the solar battery, batteries that are hung on the wall type thing that hold the hold the power.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, I will continue listening and seeing if the appliance comes up, that if I can guess anything
else.
I hope it does.
You'll get it.
I hope it does.
I was right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening as usual.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right. Two quick stories that I do want to talk about. One is that I mentioned earlier. It's how to buy a resale home without the competition from investors. This is particularly on homes for first-time home buyers. It is possible to do that. And it's buying a foreclosed home that is being sold by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Did you know that these homes are offered exclusively to planned owner-occupant buyers only, but only during the first 20 days on the market? It's called the First Look Program, and actually they just changed it this week to go from 20 days on the market for owner-occupants to 30 days. And there's a way to find out where these homes are. They're not generally mentioned necessarily on the multiple listing service. If you might be interested in trying to find one of these houses, give Angela or me a call. Angela's number again is 465-3845. Mine is 687-8161. Now, it's not only for low-valued homes. Don't think of it as only, you know, that only $100,000 homes get foreclosed on. In fact, there was a home in New Jersey that was listed at $34 million that got foreclosed on. And after 4 years, it got reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced and just got sold this week for $4 million. How about that? $34 million down to $4
million. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was a 17,000 square foot home. But anyway, that's how you buy without competitors from investors. The other interesting story I want to tell you about is the Champlain Towers story down in South Florida that collapsed.
Yes, that was so sad.
That collapsed a few months ago, resulting in 98 people perishing in that tragic event. Apparently, that two-story plot of land is pretty valuable. So much so that there is a lot of interest in rebuilding on that lot. A judge has set a minimum price, and somebody so far is willing to buy it, of $120 million.
Wow.
Yes. And they can build up to 12 stories with 139 units. Now, if you divide 139 into 120 million, that's $863,000 per unit just for the land. So imagine how much each condo is going to be once they rebuild.
Oh, it's going to be a lot. I mean, the condos right now.
$2 million?
Yeah.
You know. But
or they are $2 million is usually what they're selling for.
I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I would want to live knowing that so many people perished on that same plot of land.
Yeah, I think people will have mixed emotions.
They are going to have a monument, but it's not going to be built right on that same piece of land. It's going to be built a few blocks away. They don't know where yet. I just don't know that I'd feel comfortable. But apparently, some investor thinks it is because they already have one investor that says, I will bid the minimum $120 million.
Interesting.
How about that? Hey, the Van Wees have walked in, and they're ready to give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, and what they've got is thumbs sideways moving to a thumbs up. They got a so-so going on. I don't know. By the way, the eviction moratorium, you know, it was already not being held up here in Florida. But the judge, the Supreme Court has ruled that the CDC cannot enforce that. Now, so it's open and evictions can occur countrywide. There is available money anyway to help tenants being able to stay and not be evicted to assist money assisted to be used as assistance for rent. But you have to qualify for it. You just can't say, hey, I'm not going to pay my rent anymore.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask for for assistance and the government's going to give it to me. You have to qualify for it. So
yeah.
You have to have been looking for a job. You have to have lost your job because of COVID. And you have to be in the risk of being evicted and be homeless.
Okay.
So there's a difference between being evicted and be homeless, because some people can just have lost some of their income and go to a different place. It may cost them a little more, but there's a whole lot of paperwork that needs to occur. And you don't get the money, you meaning the tenant.
The money goes
to the landlord.
Yes.
So there's information available out that if you need help finding that, let us know. Again, give us a call after the show, and we can help you with that. Again, Angela's number is 465-3845, mine is 687-8161. I want you to stay with the Van Wees. They have lots of information for you about what's going on with the economy. I'm sure they're going to talk about the unemployment rate, and they're going to talk about what's happened this past week with new jobs. They're going to talk about the jobs report. I know they are. We want you to listen to us next week. We're going to be back live, of course. You know, we love living here in Northeast Florida. If you need help, you need a professional on your side. We know that we are the professionals that can help you for your residential real estate needs. It's the largest financial transaction that you're probably ever going to be. We want you to have a wonderful, safe, and most of all, healthy, healthy Labor Day. Wear your mask when you need to. God bless everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.